More than 300 milk producers in China have signed a pledge. They're vowing to keep the dairy industry clean. This may be a case, though, of closing the barn door after the cows left. Tainted milk powder has killed 4 Chinese babies and put nearly 13,000 into the hospital. The Made in China image is in free fall around the world, and nowhere is the concern about the scandal higher than in China itself. People are feeling the effects even in the remote northwestern province of Ningxia. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports.
The town of Chongxin was an ancient trading center on the old Silk Road, not far from the Gobi Desert. These days, it's an aspiring city where today's traders buy and sell in modern shops. A sign for a famous brand of Chinese milk hangs over a small grocery store. The shop owner is Tian Yanqing. She says she's removed a lot of milk products from the shelves in recent days. She takes out a list from the government's food inspection agency. It itemizes 23 milk products contaminated with the toxic chemical melamine that's normally used to make plastics and fertilizer. But dairies in China have been using it for something quite different. They've been watering down their milk and putting in melamine to make the milk appear to have a higher protein content than it does. The affected products include yogurt, ice cream, candies, cakes, and the one that shop owner Tian Yanqing finds especially reprehensible, baby formula.
Some people are saying the presidents of those milk companies should be executed. And I think they're right. How could those businessmen do this to little babies? Think of how a child's development could be affected. Think of how their lives could be affected. It's terrible.
Chinese state television has reported that one of the 22 companies selling contaminated milk products, Sanlu, started receiving complaints about its powdered baby formula last December. But it waited 8 months to report the problem to the local government. Local authorities kept it quiet because the Olympics were coming up. The story finally broke this month, only after the New Zealand minority shareholder of the company asked the New Zealand government to pressure Beijing to intervene. China's government has since scrambled to regain public trust. Premier Wen Jiabao issued a public apology and vowed increased vigilance.
What we need to do now is make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen in the future, and that's not just dairy products. This kind of thing must not happen with any products. We must let the common people eat properly.
Wen promised that parents would get free medical care for their kids who may have ingested contaminated milk products. But back in Chongxin, a farmer named Wang Zeming says a local hospital apparently didn't get the word. Wang took his 2-year-old granddaughter there after she'd been drinking Sanlu milk. Wang says the hospital said parents who want their children to be tested for melamine poisoning have to pay $12. That's about a month's income for a farmer around here. The money is refunded if the child has been poisoned, and then further treatment is free. The hospital keeps the money if the child hasn't been affected. Wang says all this makes him wonder how much officials really care about poor people like him. I was left to wonder the same thing after I had dinner last night with officials in one of Ningxia's poorest counties, Guyuan. I asked what they thought of the milk scandal. One of them joked, "There's such a small amount of melamine in these products, it couldn't really affect someone like me," as he patted his ample belly. He claimed just a tiny number of milk producers were at fault, and only a few babies have been affected. Anyway, he said, the government has it all under control. That's a level of confidence China's Minister of Agriculture does not share. He said today that the process of collecting and ensuring quality of raw milk in China is basically out of control and needs a major overhaul. Premier Wen Jiabao has promised to overhaul the entire food quality inspection system and to mercilessly punish those responsible for this scandal. But it's one thing to promise and another to deliver at the local level. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Chongxin, Ningxia, China.